This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And this time around, we will center on a tree disease, which is notorious by name here in this state and elsewhere, and it still is active in Kansas, we're told by our guest. Dutch elm disease is our topic, and from the Plant Disease Diagnostic Laboratory here at K-State, Judy O'Mara has joined us right here. So, Judy, Dutch elm disease in Kansas, give us an idea of just how prominent it is.
Hi, Eric. Dutch elm disease, we see a little bit of it every year, but in 2020, we're actually seeing a lot of it. It's a horrible disease, and once the disease gets started, it pretty much kills those trees. What makes this a serious disease is that it's spread in two ways. One is through insects. There's some elm bark beetles, the American elm bark beetle and the European bark beetle. And so as the beetles fly between trees, they're actually carrying the fungus on their bodies. And then they move underneath the bark and they carry that disease with them. And then the fungus enters into the tree and it starts damaging the water connecting tissue. And Dutch elm disease takes out the trees pretty quickly. I would say within 3 to 4 weeks that tree will be dead. One of the ways that you can sort of double check to see if it's Dutch elm disease, take a tree branch and you've pulled the bark back on that branch. So maybe pick something about thumb size diameter, pull the bark back. It should be white underneath that bark. But with Dutch elm disease, it produces a very distinctive kind of brown streaking in the wood. So if I see an elm tree turning off color and browning and scorching and wilting, then I would want to, you know, clip a few branches off and take a look underneath.
So that makes for a quick on-site assessment. But if one is suspicious of Dutch elm disease attacking that tree, they can formally test for it, right?
You know, that's actually a good point, because if a tree dies, you might assume that it's linked to Dutch elm disease. And you would want to know, because that even the tree, once it's dead, it continues to act as a source of disease, and the elm beetles that are present continue to fly around and spread that disease. So what you can do is go ahead and have that tree tested at K-State for the presence of the disease, and then know that this is a source of disease and it needs to be removed as soon as possible. So the type of sample that we would want for testing, we want something that's probably about a thumb diameter, maybe half inch diameter. And I would say 2 to 3 branches, maybe about 18 inches long. And then when you collect them, they can't be completely dead and dry. They need to be just as the tree is in that process of wilting. So it takes probably, after the sample arrives, about a week to culture and get those results. But once you know, then you know for sure this is a tree that even after it dies, if it's not removed, that disease will continue to spread. You cut the tree down and you destroy the wood. And usually that's done by chipping or burning pretty soon. But there's another step, and that is if you have two elm trees near each other, I would say maybe within 50 feet, Dutch elm spreads through the insects, but it can also spread through root grafts. So elms that grow near each other, the roots grow towards each other and they fuse. So one infected tree, the fungus moves through the root grafts to the nearby tree. So in terms of management, you definitely need to remove the infected tree, but you also have to come back and break the root grafts between the two trees. And then you can try to protect the remaining healthy tree.
So if you're in that situation, it will take some manual effort. But it's necessary if you want to save that second tree.
Yes. And you would probably work with a commercial arborist to do some fungicide injections. And it is a bit of an expense, but it may be worth it because it adds a lot of value to that home or that location.
So Dutch elm disease, if you have American elms that you cherish within your landscape layout, be sure to be aware of the potential of that disease attacking those trees. And we appreciate the word, Judy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, sir.
From the Plant Disease Diagnostic Laboratory at K-State, its director, Judy O'Mara, with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.